right. Roy Malek Jr. here, and we're going to have a good show today talking about the things that always matter, which is getting your money right. I always like to get the money right. You get the money right, everything else gets right. And so today's show topic is going to be fixing the two problems that we run into and everybody runs into, and that is dying too soon, possibly. And then the other is living too long. You know, it's great to live long. You just don't want to run out of money. And so today it's going to be kind of a simple solution to the problems that everybody faces. You know, we want to be in a situation where, you know, we have children, we have families, we have all that kind of stuff. We want to make sure that at the very worst case, if anything happens, we're good. And then the second thing is that we don't run out of money at 82 and live to 96. You know, my mother's 96 right now. And the last thing you want to be is in that situation. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about calculating what is called the FIN number, your financial independence number. We're going to look at the troubleshooting guide to money. You know, we pull our troubleshooting guide out when the car runs out of gas. They say, hey, first thing your car stopped, did you run out of gas? You know, that's how that starts. And so overall, today, just get ready, take some notes. I'm going to give you a step-by-step, very slowly, talk to you about the things you need to do to fix the problems. And if you would like help on any of the things that we're talking about today, you can always go to my website. I've got a couple of things that are pretty cool. And we got one is a book called How Money Works. The other is a financial quiz to give you kind of an idea of where you're at. So with that being said, let's start out with the first problem we need to deal with is if something happens, how much money do you need in order to leave behind a legacy for your kids and family, spouse, whatever that is. And so everything is a math problem. So let's start with the math problem. Math problem number one, I make $80,000 a year. I'm 35 years old. How much do I need in order to, if something happened, to leave behind that will make sure that my kids and my spouse are going to be fine? You know, when I first got started in this thing in my 20s, over 30 years ago, I had no children. I didn't own a home. I didn't have any of those things. Today, you know, my kids are not only do I have four kids, they're all grown. So during that 30-year period, the lost income that would have happened had I had a premature death, then it's already been made. So my income protection needs are different today than they were then. And so what we do to start with is if you're out there and you've got a young family and you're trying to figure this all out, first question is this: how much do you earn? So we take and we say, well, I'm making $80,000 a year. All right. About $6,000 a month, a little more than that, but about $6,000 a month. I'm 30 years old. I have 35 years of ability to earn money to age 65. That's my retirement age. How much do I need right now in a lump sum to replace that income? And I always ask people, say, if anything happened to either one of you, how much of that income would you want? And they say, all of it. And we're making the assumption you never get a raise. How much would you need? Well, here's how it works out. $854,000. What about that? There's your number. So $854,000 is the number that you would need in cash to pay $6,000 a month for a 35-year period if it got 8%. So now you're like, all right, so I'm going to make $80,000 for 35 years. That's a couple million dollars. And I need $854,000 right now. So what do you do to fix that problem of the $854,000 that you don't have? You buy term life insurance. How about that? That's how we do it. So we fix it. We fix the loss of income problem, and the way we fix it is we go in and we buy term insurance. Now, how much does term insurance cost? That's the next question. You know, there's 2 million, over 2 million right now, if you go log in to burial expenses on GoFundMe, 2 million searches will come up because people didn't do anything. And you said, well, how much would term insurance, $850,000 on a 30-year-old cost? Less than right around 1% of their income. So I have a question for you. You're sitting out there right now. 50% of the population is uninsured. They don't have anything other than maybe a little something through their work, life insurance, and it takes you 1 cent of every dollar to insure 100% of all of your earning potential. How about that? That's simple, isn't it? And so I talk to people about this because this is part of building the foundation of making sure, live or die, that I'm going to be financially independent. And that's simple. I mean, we sit there and we think, man, okay, I've got this future ahead, but, you know, something could happen. And here's the rule or the numbers. About 70% of us will make it to age 65. I'm in my late 50s, 58 years old right now. Hopefully I'll make it to 65. About 70% will make it. 30% will not. Are you taking care of the problem? That's the first question. And so what I teach people is create a plan to fix the two problems. What are the two problems? Dying too soon, living too long. So how do we go about doing that? So what is the difference? And so this show today, the first segment is going to be about understanding how to fix that first problem, which is dying too soon. Nobody likes to talk about that. So we're going to talk about it today. And what that is buying life insurance. And a lot of times people, they think of life insurance as something that they have if they die. That's not what it's for. What it is, it's income protection. So what we're going to do is first thing, if you're sitting there right now and you're trying to figure this all out, you've got a couple kids, and you know, I ask people all the time, say one thing: if something happened to you, how do you want your kids and your family to be? And they say, I want them to be great. You know, we can't control, you know, the outcome of our life as far as if we're going to live or die. But the one thing we can control is what's left behind. So let's start with it. The starting point is we take our income and we multiply that times the number of years we expect to work. So if you're 30 years old, you may say 35 years. If you're 50 years old, 15 years. And then what you do is you ask yourself, if something happened, how much of that income would I want to have left behind for my family? Or a family member says, how much of it? And they always tell me all of it. So then what happens is you take that number. If you're making 80 grand a year and you're 35 years old, you got 30 years, that's 2.4 million. You take that lump sum and you turn around and you put it into an account. And if it were to draw 8%, there's a mathematical formula that will tell you, take 8% for 35 years, $854,000 of lump sum at 8% will give you $6,000 a month for the next 35 years. You got that number. So now you know. So the first thing we do is we come up with income protection. We think in terms of, if something happened, where would I be? Because what we have to do is come up with a plan to replace income. That's how you take care of it. So then what happens is you say, well, all right, here's my number. All right, I got my FIN number if I die, financial independence number. That's $854,000. That'll pay me $6,000 a month. My family for however many years, you know, 35 years, I have a plan. So it costs how much? You would buy term life insurance. Term life insurance is the cheapest. It's the best way to get the most dollars for the least amount of money. And you say, I'm going to set aside $100 a month, and it's going to give me 30 years, 35 years of coverage. And if anything happens, I know I've taken care of it. There we go. All right. How about that? Isn't that easy? And we start calculating, and we put together a plan, and we know that all we have to do is have that $100 a month in our checking account once a month. They draft it out, and off you go. So now what we've done is we've created a very simple understanding of what you need to do. So you take a little chart, you look at it, and then you come up with a plan. Now, the question then is, once I've created that plan, 70% of us are going to be living to retirement. So when we live all the way out to retirement, we need to have money that will never run out. And so we create our financial independence number that's out there 30 years in advance. All right, so then you get up, you go to work every day, and you say, hey, I got it covered. Live or die, I'm all good. We'll be right back. This is Roy Matlick Jr. Right, we're back. Roy Matlick Jr., and this is the Money and Business Hour, where we always talk about the same things. I mean, you know, sometimes the boring is what you got to get in your head, and boring is, you know, the simple plan to financial independence, which is save your money on a regular monthly basis, and then one day you end up having do-nothing money. And do nothing money is the game plan. I mean, I want to get to a point always. From the very beginning when I first got started, I'm like, okay, what's my number? What is my number I need to have in order to quit? And then that way I can do what I want to do. You know, we have a life on this earth. About 15 years after we retire, what I'd like to do is add more time to that. And the way I do that is I get ahead moving forward. And so let me give you a couple of numbers that I think are pretty interesting. Did you know that if you have a 9% rate of return on your money and you put $1 aside, in 40 years, it is $36. How about that? So if you put $1,000, it would be 36 times what you put aside. Put $10,000, it would be $360,000. Isn't that crazy? So a one-time investment at 9% is $36. So if you're out there and you're young, you're getting started, and you're trying to figure this whole plan out, you say to yourself, well, if I spend this money today, what's it really costing me? Well, in 40 years, it's costing you $36. How about that? $1 cost you $36. Isn't that crazy? It costs you $15 if you leave it for 30 years. So it's not the $1,000 I spent today. It's 15 times what I spent today. And you start calculating. And I used to do this when I was, you know, getting started. I was like, all right, what does this really cost me? And I'm thinking, all right, my goal is 20 years from now, I want to get to a point where I can, you know, be done. And so if my goal is 20 years, it's not a dollar. It costs me $6. See, if you're thinking about getting financially free, which is what this show is, it's not the only thing in life. I love doing a lot of things. But when I talk on the radio, I talk about what? Getting financially free. So what is a dollar? A dollar is not a dollar. In 30 years, it's $15. It's not a dollar. In 20 years, it's $6. So what we're going to do is we're going to start thinking in terms of, why not be smart with our money? Let's take a look at the dollar. What are we going to do? We're going to protect our income. We're going to end up putting money aside in the event something happens that will protect it. And then we're going to set aside money on a regular basis in order to be able to make sure that one day we can stop and know that we will have unlimited income, do nothing income that will never run out. So let's talk about the first segment. What I did today is I talked about determining how to create the first part of the plan, the first problem you have. Let's make sure that if anything happens, kids, spouse, we're all taken care of. And it's an income protection number. So we say to ourselves, well, we're making $80,000 a year. I'm 30. We multiply that out, 35 years, $80,000, $2.5 million ballpark is what we've got. So then from there, we say, how much do I need in a lump sum if something happened to pay that income out, with the mindset that that lump sum is going to replace your income and you come back. You have a chart. If you go on my website at roymatlockjr.com, you can download this chart and it will determine, help you determine what you need. So 35 years, about $850,000 replaces about $72,000 a year. So now you've set that up. Then the question is, if I'm going to buy life insurance, what kind should I buy? There's a lot of different ones out there. You've got two types. You've got insurance that has a savings component, and you have insurance that is purely death insurance, meaning if you die, it pays off. So how do we go about doing that? Well, we can buy term life insurance. You can buy term for a term. What that means is that you could go in and say, I'm 50. I want to buy a 15-year term. And what would happen is for 15 years, it pays. If you die, you pay a level premium, and that's what you get. At the end of 15 years, you can renew it again. It will be more expensive, which makes total sense because you're older, and as a result of being older, you pay more. That's the likelihood that you would die would be more. The other way you can do it, you could buy a 20-year term. You can buy a 30-year term. If you're 35, you could buy 30 years level premium, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so the point is you go out, you purchase something that will make sure it's taken care of if something happens to you. You don't buy insurance that has savings tied into it. Now, why do we not buy a cash value life insurance policy or a whole life or universal life or variable life or all that kind of stuff? The reason is that it's expensive, number one. So if you go out and you buy whole life insurance, which every insurance agent pushes for the most part, the reason they push it is they make more money selling something to you that is low cost, low value, high cost than low cost, high value. So term insurance allows you to be able to buy more for less. You can get it for literally cheap. Term insurance is low cost. Cash value insurance, 4 to 5 times more, and it builds up a savings. So then the question is, should I save my money when I buy life insurance? Should I let the insurance company be the one that handles my savings? Well, you know, if you put it in, here's how a life insurance policy works. The first thing that happens, you pay 4 times as much for the same death benefit. So if you wanted to buy a $1 million policy and it was $200 a month with term, it might be $800 a month with a cash value plan. So to begin with, are you going to pay $800 or $200? Which is better? For $1 million. For me, it's very simple. If I'm going to put my money aside, I'd rather pay $200 a month for $1 million of death benefit than $800. So right off the bat, that's very simple. If you're just going to buy insurance, first thing you do is you say to yourself, what's the best way for me to get the most coverage for the least amount of money? Term insurance. Been that way forever. Always going to be that way. The second question is, should I pay that additional $600 and put it into a life insurance policy? And if I put it in there, what's going to happen to that overpayment? So we know we can buy the life insurance death benefit for $200. Why am I paying the $600? Well, it's an investment. So let's look at the investment. First thing is we put it into the cash value. The first 3 years, generally speaking, if you look at your cash value, there's nothing. So you basically take that $600 overpayment and put it into an account that you get zero. Pure fees, pure bad, all the way. There's nothing that makes sense to me to buy that. So we put it in for 3 years. We get nothing. At the end of 3 years, it begins to start accumulating a little bit. So I don't like it as an investment. Never buy cash value life insurance. Number two, all right, when we want our money, to get it out, we have to take a loan against it. Why would we do that? Makes no sense. So today what we're talking about, live or die, getting financially independent, I want to encourage you to visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Lots of great downloads. RoyMatlockJr.com. We'll be right back. Right back, Roy Matlock Jr., and if you're just tuning in, today's show is fixing the two problems, and those two problems are dying too soon, living too long, and, you know, as crazy as that sounds, 2 million searches, or actually not even searches, you can look up just on, you know, GoFundMe, where people don't take the time to set aside a few hundred, you know, $100 a month, $50 a month to take care of the you know, untimely death that would happen. And so we've been talking about life insurance. I don't do this very often on the show, but it's a foundational part of what you do. So if you're buying life insurance, you should always buy term. The reason you should buy term life insurance is there's way better places that you can invest your money. The insurance companies basically hold on to your money, fee you heavily to start with, and it builds up a cash value. So you go in, you pay four times as much, pretty much, to get life insurance that builds up a cash value. But if you die, it pays the same. The cash value in a life insurance policy, which people don't even realize this, but if you pay four times as much and have cash in the policy and die, it doesn't pay the death benefit and the cash. So the insurance that you're buying, you know, is in addition to that, you're paying for cash value, and the cash value, if you die, you don't even get it. So it's I can go on and on as to why you should never buy life insurance that builds up a cash value. So anyway. So what we talked about in the first segments are, what do we do to replace our income in the event something happens? So that is the first problem that we work on. We got to make sure, live or die, we're financially independent. When you have young children, you have a mortgage, you have debts, you have stuff like that, the only thing supporting the entire lifestyle of your spouses or your children is the incomes that you guys, if you're married, are earning. So what you need to do is make sure and protect that. Make sure that that's out of the way. It's simple. You know, you think about, we buy car insurance because we worry about if something happened, you know, we wrecked our car, we get our car replaced. But if something happens and you have a wreck and you die, the real cost to the family is the income that's no longer coming in. So you go out and you buy it. So it's a math problem. And if you go to RoyMatlockJr.com, you can download how to calculate this. I've got a calculator on there that says, okay, I'm 40 years old. I need 20 years of coverage. This is how much I make. You just put the little number in, and it tells you exactly how much coverage you need. Then you say to yourself, I'm going to get my game on to where I can be financially free. I want to get to a point as soon as I can to be financially independent. So let me give an example. You go back to that same coverage chart, which is on our website, and you say, well, if I wanted $6,000 a month at 8% and I wanted to have 30 years of income, then I would need $823,000 if it got 8% and I would have $6,000 a month for 30 years before it ran out. That's one way of looking at it. You say, I'm going to die broke. I'm going to put a lump sum aside. It gives you a number, your FIN number. That FIN number is the amount of money in a lump sum you would need in order to be able to pull out a monthly income at a predetermined rate. Other way you look at it is you say, well, I don't want to go through my money. What I want to do is I want to pull a portion of my money off each month in order to be able to live on, and then I want the balance to grow a little bit. So let's go back again. We go in there and we say, well, I want to pull 4% off or 5% off. Why is 4 and 5? We've got many statistical analysis of withdrawals on what you need to pull out. So let's just take a look. If you want to pull out 4%, never been a 30-year period, if you have 50% stock in bonds, that you ran out of money. So 4 is pretty safe. So the rule of thumb is kind of let's, 4%, 5%, something like that. So how do we calculate what it's going to cost in order to retire in a way that we want to retire? So first thing I do is I say, well, I want to get my financial independence number. My financial independence number, if I quit today, right now, what do I need? I need $60,000 a year. I'm probably going to get Social Security. That'll be a little bonus. I want to make sure that I look at it that way. I'm going to make sure that regardless of anything, I'm going to have my 60 grand a year coming in. Anything from the government is extra. That's what I'm going to do. All right. So we sit there. We say, all right, 60 grand. How do we calculate 60 grand? Well, multiply it times 20. That'd be an easy way of doing it, right? So if you've got need 60 grand, we need to multiply 60 times 20. Why do we do that? Well, that would be 1.2 million. And if you pulled 5% off of that 1.2 million, you would get 60 grand a year. So you're like, okay, now I'm starting to get this together. I'm going to put a math problem in place. You can use a compound interest calculator if you want to. But real simply put, we come up with a very easy plan. So here's what you need to do. If you're listening right now, ask yourself, if I quit right now, what would I want? I want X number of dollars per year, do nothing money. I always tell my clients, I'm like, you know what your job is? Your job is to pay attention to your money. You're retired. You pay attention to your money. We talk. And then other than that, you enjoy life. That's why we save the money. What we want to do is pay attention and we want to enjoy life. So 50 grand a year, easy. Multiply times 20, I need $1 million. I want 100 grand a year, I need 2 million. Now, we take that money and we say, well, if we put it in to an account and it were to get at least 5%, we would never run out of money. If it gets more than that, which is reasonable, we get a little more than that, we get an inflation bump, but we have a plan. So now we have a plan of action. What's the plan of action? 20 times my income. What's the other plan of action? Well, you could do 16 times your income. And if you do that, you want to adjust your monthly draw every year. So if the account goes up, you get 6% of that value. If it goes down, you get 6%. That's an adjustable, kind of like if you had a job, what you would do is if you had bonuses, you might spend a little more money than if you don't. So what we're doing now is we're going in and we're creating a simple plan for financial independence. What is that simple plan? Live or die, I'm going to make sure my family is taken care of. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at it and say, what is the cost in order to make that happen? That's how we go about doing this. It's all, you know, when I talk to people, they're like, well, I'm confused. I don't know. 50%, I've seen surveys, 50% of the population has no idea how much money they're going to need when they retire. They have no idea what they need to save. They walk through life with their head in the sand and they have no written plan whatsoever. And then I meet with them and I say, look, here's your plan. Your plan is this. You make this amount of money. We need to fix the problem, number one, if you die. All right, very simple. So you make 80, you need this amount of life insurance, term life insurance. Spouse makes this, you need this amount of life insurance. Term insurance, probably going to work 30 years. Let's get you a 30-year term. Cost you $87 a month. Can you put $87 a month in to your checking account every month? The insurance company will draft it out, and you have fixed the problem of dying too soon. How simple is that? Yet 50% of the population doesn't do it. What the heck is going on with people? It's simple. A simple plan to financial independence. Then you sit down and you say, well, I want my 80 grand a year when I quit. I want to do that. So you got two numbers. The first number is 80 grand times 20. All right. 1.6 million. We got this figured out. Now I need 1.6 million. That's my number. All right, I know it. It's 20. If you're listening right now, take your income times 20. I've read every study. You're probably going to want 80, 90% of your income when you retire. It's not like you're going to suddenly retire and all your bills go away. Now, maybe your house payment, your child's paid for. But the long and short is this. 80 times 20, I need 1.6 million. So take your income, put it on a piece of paper, multiply it times 20. That is your number. We have one other number we have to calculate, and that is how far away are we going to get that number? So let's just say that your goal is to quit in 30 years, and what do we have to calculate? We have to calculate inflation, all right? So what we need to do with inflation is we probably need to plug in a 4% inflation rate. We get that, and we start thinking, well, every 18 years, I got to have twice as much money. So what's going to end up happening is in 20 years, I need twice as much. In 30 years, I need three times. And we start calculating. So now I'm getting it figured out. I'm getting my FIN number. I get it. I understand. Now I'm going to start saving money. Hey, if you need help, call my office. That's what we do, 615-843-2999, 843-2999. Got one more segment. We're going to tie it all together, building the financial independence number. My name is Roy Matlock. We'll be right back. We're back. Last segment today has been all about fixing the problems that everybody faces, and that's living too long, dying too soon. We want to make sure that we get all of those things set aside to where we don't have to worry about it. Wouldn't it be great? I mean, if you think through this, you say, I'm going to get my FIN number, my financial independence number. I'm going to know it. I'm going to sit down with someone and calculate it, and then I know that I'm on track. And then all you do as you raise your income, if you know that, let me give you an example. If you take a 40 years and you begin with nothing and you want to have $1 million, how about that? $1 million. You know, who wants to be a millionaire? If you get 9%, you save $212 a month, and in 40 years, you're a millionaire. How about that? Now, of course, a million 40 years from now is not going to be quite the same. So then you say, well, if I could step it up a notch, in 30 years, I want to be a millionaire. That's $542 a month. What about that? Most people I talk to could save $542 a month. Now, 20 years, it would take $1,486 a month. So now we say $200, $500, $1,500, whatever it may be. And you say to yourself, well, I don't have $500 a month. I don't have $1,400 a month. So let's take a look at that. Why do we not have that? Well, generally, it's one of two problems. And the first problem is you're just not making enough money. How about that? You're not making enough money. So what do you do about that? You know, I coach people all the time on how to make more money. How do you make more money? Step number one, find something you like. What about that? Isn't that easy? All right. Do you hate your job? Do you get sick thinking about waking up on Monday morning, going to the job you're at? Why are you doing that? That makes no sense to me. You should love what you do. I've been doing this stuff for 35 years, and I still get excited about it, motivated about it. I read about it. Every morning I get up, I'm always trying to get better. I mean, I spend probably 2 hours a day at a friend of mine and say, how do you know all this stuff? So because I read like a couple hours a day or listen to a podcast. I'm always trying to get better. I want to always know. I want to be the expert. I want to be the guy that when they ask me questions, I know. I don't have to look it up. And I, you know, for many, many years I've done, you know, put myself out there doing radio, had call-ins, I've had all that kind of stuff. And I lived in fear that somebody was going to ask me a question that I didn't know the answer to. So you know what I do? I look for all the things out there that I need. Well, if you want to get a big income, you want to raise your income, the first thing you have to do is you have to find something you like, and then guess what you'll do? You'll study it. You'll get better at it. You'll become an expert at it. And two things occur. The first thing is that you love your life. All right, life is good. You like what you do. You love your job. You're whatever you're doing, you're great at it. Hey, maybe you build houses or there could be a million things. You teach school, whatever it is, you're going to do okay if most of the time you like every day, 8 hours a day. Because, you know, you think about it, how unhappy would you be hating your job every day? People go through that their whole life. They hate it. So find something you like first, then become an expert at it. That's how you grow your income. So let's say that your income, you're not making any money. All right, I gave you the answer. First thing is this. Everybody should be able to save $1,000 a month. Come on. You can save $1,000 a month. All you got to do is drive an Uber, right? I mean, come on. Anybody can do that. And if you do that, guess what? 20 years from now, you're almost a millionaire just by doing that. Anybody can do that. I don't care what you're doing right now. You can save $1,000 a month. Go find some extra money. Get it. Get your game on and do that. And you know, the thing about it is when you take the time to invest in yourself, you become more valuable. You're like, heck, I deserve to make more money. Why am I sitting here? They're not treating me right. My boss is being mean to me. They're not treating me right. Well, guess what? Take your value somewhere else and go make some more money. How about that? Save that money. get yourself fixed financially. So what we do is we sit there and analyze things and then make decisions. That's what you have to do. You say, hang on a second. I'm not getting what I want. Well, am I doing something that would cause an outcome that I want? No, I hate my job. I'm not making any money. I go in every day. I can't stand it. I hate it. I can't wait to get off work. Well, guess what? You're never going to make any money. What company would pay you a lot of money to do the very minimal needed in order to do the job? They don't do it. All right, so you can't get a raise that way. So the first thing is you say, well, troubleshooting guy number one. I'm not saving enough money to become financially independent. I have a goal. I know my FIN number. It's $1,482 a month, and in 20 years, I'll have $1 million in cash. I'm not able to save that. Fix the problem. How about that? Fix it. Number two, I'm making money, and I can't save $1,482 a month. Well, I can 100%, no question, you're making the money, and you can't save the money. All right. Well, you don't have a budget. That's it. Got no budget. You got a credit card debt. You got car payments. You got those kind of things. And so now you're like, you know, working every day in order to break even, go in the hole. Kind of like the guy sitting under the bridge. He's homeless, and he's like laughing at everybody, driving to work, because he's like, look at those guys. They're driving to work, and my net worth is actually better than theirs. I at least don't owe anybody anything. I don't have anything. I'm not paying credit card debt, car payments, all this kind of stuff. I got a negative net worth. Man, life is good. I'm living under the bridge. I'm living just the same way. It's not quite that way, but the fact of the matter is this. If you're not saving money and making a profit, you are never going to stop working forever. You got to keep working, because the only thing you have is your time to generate income. What you want to do is get to a point one day where your income is not determined by the time invested. It's determined on the investment money you set aside, and you put yourself in a position to where you have what I call do nothing income. And then what I always want to do is start with the FIN number. I start with it. How do we do it? If I sit down with if you were to come into my office, meet with one of my people, here's what would happen. Step number one, we would do an analysis of where you're at. So do you own your house? How much do you owe on it? Is the interest rate right? Do you have an emergency fund? Tell me about what you're doing savings-wise. How much do you earn? All right. Do you have any other debts? Whatever it may be, we would do that. Then we would come up and take a look and say, all right, you got credit card, car payment. Clearly, if you got credit card and car payment, you don't have a budget. So let's talk about how to set a budget up. Step number one, put it all on paper. Step number two, let's figure out all of the miscellaneous expenses that are happening that's causing this to happen. And then we have a draft account. We have an account where all the things, we have our weekly budget that we put in our pocket money, you know, that we do. We have a text or email sent to us every afternoon telling us how much is left in our weekly budget. And the next thing you know, we're spending less than we make. We're going to snowball some debt. We're going to apply any extra money we have toward the smallest balance, get you out of debt. We're going to take all of the cars and the credit cards, and we're going to take that and get it paid off. And then before you know it, you're going to have this freed up cash. Now you got $600-$800 a month. You need $1,400 to have $1 million in 20 years. What the heck? It's like simple. We did it. We're on our way. Quick commercial. If you would like help getting it together, do two things. Go to RoyMatlockJr.com. That's RoyMatlockJr.com. And also, you can call our office, 615-843-2999, 843-2999. We will set a time with you to help you get your plan in place. Thanks for listening.